Good morning. From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this morning's edition of An Eye on the Sky. While April has a well-earned reputation for changeable weather, spring is also the time of year when weather patterns can become stuck and are often slow to break down. This explains the unusually warm weather over the past several days, continuing through the weekend. This morning, though, some noticeable changes are developing, with some cooler air drifting in from the northeast, while a weather front has developed to our south and west, marking the leading edge of this cooler air. It is close enough for some light showers through the southern Adirondacks, southeast to about Rutland, through the southern Green Mountains and Berkshires, and into southwest New Hampshire. Varying amounts of clouds and sun are expected north of the Adirondacks and Route 2, although clouds will be arriving there from the east. High pressure in northern Quebec nosing south, with one storm south of New England and a decaying storm in the Great Lakes are inviting this east to northeast airflow, steering clouds in from the east. The storm systems to our south and west will weaken with time, while high pressure in Quebec remains in place, helping northern areas to see partly cloudy skies developing tonight and a mix of clouds and sun tomorrow, while the clouds should start clearing in southern areas later tonight and a partly sunny day there tomorrow as well. The remnants of the storm over the Great Lakes will attempt to drift east Wednesday, but given the reluctance for change with our current weather pattern, the forecast delays the system until Thursday or maybe even Friday, with more clouds eventually and a chance of a few showers toward the end of the week. However, confidence is low in how things will play out later this week, so other than the idea that temperatures will not be as warm as the past several days, no heavy precipitation will fall. It might be more or less that the region remains dry much of the week. The weather pattern will slowly evolve into one favoring cooler temperatures and a more favorable one for precipitation as well, but until it actually happens, we'll have to speculate. It's been said before that all signs fail in times of drought and flood. You can see where that idea comes from. In the meantime, though, let's take a look at the forecast featuring clouds from the Adirondacks and Route 4 south. Scattered morning showers will be ending, varying amounts of clouds and sun farther north, becoming mostly cloudy in New Hampshire and spreading west in the afternoon. Highs in the 40s to low 50s through New Hampshire, in the 50s west to the Green Mountains, and west of the Green Mountains, upper 50s to mid-60s, warmest in the St. Lawrence Valley. Winds will be easterly, gusting to 25 miles per hour over the higher terrain. Tonight, becoming partly cloudy north, mostly cloudy from the Adirondacks and south of Route 4, giving way to partial clearing late. Lows 30s to low 40s, a few cold spots northeast near 30. Tuesday, a mix of sun and clouds, it'll be milder, highs in the upper 50s and low 60s with light winds. That's the weather story from the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury. Make it a great day. I'm meteorologist Mark Breen with An Eye on the Sky.